Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, shifting gears right here, an NFL football player. Think about this. NFL football player with Los Angeles Chargers. His name is Russell Okung. He is, first of all, he cut the broke the mold in regards to negotiating your own contract.
Yeah.
I believe he's a tackle, offensive tackle for the Chargers, and he's the highest paid.
For that position.
Yeah. But guess what? He loves the Lord. And not only is he fighting, you know, for his quarterback on the field, but he's also fighting for the underprivileged in an organization he helped co-found called the Greater Good. But let's go see what they had to say about Russell Okung.
So you co-founded the Greater Foundation, providing the underserved an opportunity to go beyond what they normally may be able to achieve by way of mentoring and leadership.
We've essentially leveraged a sports platform to work through technology to give people opportunities and access in the technology sector. Now, there's an almost inconceivable wealth gap, income disparity with the people in our nation. Just as big as the disparity when it comes to our job force, technology jobs that can't be fulfilled as industries are growing and morphing into completely different environments. If we can all understand that inequality is a real issue on multiple fronts, in leadership, in the workforce, whatever, I think we'll be better.
What has been the greatest response a young leader has given you?
That is the reason I'm constantly trying to be around you, because I see it. I know what you can be, but you have to get into here.
It's been amazing to see what can happen when you really nourish somebody and you believe in them. Now, I've always asked myself, what does it mean to love your neighbor? What does that exactly mean? And it means that we have an obligation to one another in every facet of life, in every facet. It starts with being present in somebody's life, somebody that may not look like you, may not understand you, but just going out of your way to just be there.
What can the church do to humbly embrace a greater significant role?
I love the church, and the church is flawed. And I think it's important that the issues of justice become important to the church. A lot of these churches don't necessarily take on justice because it affects dollars that come in. We need to start and assess the areas in that we're in and not be so obsessed with becoming this big, huge church where everybody's pointing at one leader. We're all should be pointing at Jesus, right? And if that's true, we got to get to a place where the people become important to us. It kills me. It hurts me. Jesus has set the example. It's very clear. I love the church. I want to make sure it continues to thrive because it is our greatest vessel to do the most good in this world.
So powerful. Wow. Listen, if you haven't yet gone to VFN Kingdom Business at vfnkb.com, we have all the tools for you to be able to do exactly what he's talking about. We are working with all cross-cultural businesses, the spheres of culture, which is business and church and media and arts and entertainment and education, family. I mean, we have a way there to be able to help you do exactly what Russell's doing. Into greater good, what God's called us to be.
Kingdom impact.
He told us to go into all the world and be a light, and Russell's doing that powerfully. It's called the Greater Good Organization. As a matter of fact, let's find out more about this Greater Good Organization. Take a look.
So imagine you're in this neighborhood. You come from a single-parent family. Everything around you is chaos. Imagine you're stuck there, that you can't muster up enough will, enough determination to get out of there. I think that's completely unfair. I don't think anybody in America should be fall victim to that sort of lie. So again, imagine that chaos and imagine there being a solution, that you can change that environment because you believe that there's potential there, that you believe that what you do will matter so much that nobody will ever have to experience that in their life. Again.
Great is dedicated to equipping the next generation with the tools they need to reach their highest potential. We do that by mobilizing leaders in the tech space, in the community, mobilizing mentors that are all focused on creating new opportunities for young people.
Our students don't know what opportunities are available in tech because they've never been exposed to it. So providing access to people that allows them an opportunity to be exposed to jobs in technology, jobs in computer science, that's really an important aspect of what Creator's doing, and it's really core to who we are as an organization as well.
Modern psychology says what we want is to know and to be known. As I'm working with the students on a daily basis, I see that that is one of their greatest needs, to be known, to be seen. And I think that's, Greater Foundation sees the student.
Young people have an incredible opportunity to embrace the technologies that are in front of them and then see how those technologies are not only fun to use, but can create potential career paths or directions for them as an individual.
I believe that there's huge potential in them, that they can be whatever they desire they want to be. They can work wherever they want to, regardless of their circumstance, regardless of their upbringing or their socioeconomic status, that they can be an innovator or a trailblazer in this space if they believe and if they have the right people to believe in them as well, too.
That is so exciting, John. That's what we do with VFN Kingdom Business, VFN KB. We're all about it, man. We just love Russell. We just pray a blessing over greater good. Man, you're doing a powerful thing. I encourage everybody to go to their website, greatergood.org, and support them. This is how we make impact. I mean, God's blessing him, but he understands I'm blessed to be a blessing.
That's right.
And that's what God's doing. He says, I'll bless you to be a blessing to all nations. And now he's the highest paid tackle on the offense, but guess what he's doing with that money? He's investing into lives in the community. And so many people thought they want to be rich. But why do you want to be rich? If you want to be able to have wealth, to be able to bless others, guess what? I believe there's a gateway for that.
That's
we
right.
teach about that at vfnkb.com. You can find out more about that. I'm just pumped about it. When we get back from this break, no, as a matter of fact, listen, when you talk about what Russell's doing, I think about T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes talked about this question about, you know, God calls us to love our neighbor. You know, how do we do that? Well, listen to what T.D. Jakes, how he responded to that very specific word. I think it lines right up with what Russell's doing and what we're doing at VFNKB. Take a look.
How do I love my enemy?
I think that love begins with the common human experience that we all have. And I think that the loving your enemy gets down to the basic human issues: air, water, lights, food, family, basic human essentials. At least let's love on the level that we exist and then debate on the level that we think. But we have lost all respect and civility. And I think that it comes back to just respecting people because God made them. Mm-hmm. And how can you say you love God who you have not seen,
right,
and hate that is a reflection that he created? You cannot worship him up there while you resent him right here.
And it's so powerful. You just nailed it. And so many people, John, are saying, like, I don't know if I should send aid here or help that. And God says, give your enemies a drink of water.
Give it
to them.
Yeah, give it.
You know, sometimes people tell you they love you, but when you actually show it, like Russell's doing, like it's happening with all the partners with VFNKB and what they're doing, blessed to be a blessing, it's just so exciting to be able to see that. And if you want to join that kind of movement, the movement would be at VFNKB or in Russell, Greater Good.
Yeah, get connected.
God's doing it all over.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.